Well, hello everyone, and thanks for joining us again on the Dougie Stone Radio Show. I don't know about you, but I've been a bit busy again this last couple of weeks. It never stops. On the show, I bring you interesting guests that I find, either around dyslexia, helping you in your business, or a bit of adversity. And tonight's show, I'm talking to a couple about dyslexia, what they've done for their son, and how they've turned that into things to help other people. But I won't spoil it for you, it's a really good show. And it's pretty amazing, they contacted me and wanted to appear on the show with me. So, yeah, I thought, why not? Let's do a Skype, let's get you on here, and let's share it with the world. So, thanks for tuning in. If you want to know a bit more about me, or you want to hook up with me, or send me some messages, just go to my website, which is dougiestone.com, and there's a contact form on there, just drop me a line. If you've got an interesting story to tell, then let's have a chat about it and try and get you on the show. And here we go once again, let's roll. And tonight's show is brought to you by the team at FamilyWise Limited. They find people from adoptions to family history research, long lost family members. So why not give a gift with a difference? Using the promotion code FWLX2016, you'll receive a 15% discount on any package or project quote. So just nip over to www.familywise.co.uk. Right, here we go, another show. And today we've got Douglas and, I'll say it wrong now, Lucy, in a French accent, but that wasn't a French accent, on the show over from America. And they're going to talk about their interest in dyslexia. So anyway, thanks for coming on the show, both of you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been really, really excited for the last few weeks to looking forward to this show, because obviously you've got in contact with me because of my show and my interest in dyslexia, and to have someone else across the pond come to talk about it, that's great, and it further gets the message out. So anyway, so for people that are listening, just give us a bit of a background of yourselves and what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing.
Sure, my name is Lucy Curtis, and I'm also dyslexic. And I run my husband's company in pediatrics, but mostly my aim is because our son is also dyslexic, and we help him overcome it, and now we want to share what we've learned with parents all over the world.
Mm. Oh, that is yeah. Really good.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, I'm a pediatrician, and I've just been a general pediatrician taking care of kids, and what about three years ago maybe now or so, Lucy comes home from dropping the kids off at school and says, I'm going to write a book and you're going to contribute a chapter. And I was like, what? And so, that's how the book came out. She said she basically, the whole idea came to her all at once. And the basic premise is, Lucy was and she'll talk a little bit more about this, but basically she's been dyslexic and she didn't realize it until she was about 25. And then our son, we realized quite early, and we got him to help quite early. So it's kind of like her story, his story, the tools that we developed, and then bringing in my experience as a pediatrician, helping parents too. So.
Oh, that's really good. So what was the book then, Lucy? I'll say mm-hmm. Lucy because I'm struggling to pronounce it. So that came to you to help other people then, from what you experienced. Was that the reason behind it then?
Exactly. Well, as when you're a busy mom and you're working and you're stressed out and trying to figure out what's going on, and the early signs are not really, you don't even put everything together, we say connecting the dots, we don't really realize what's going on, and try to find the right resource and the right information, it takes a lot of time. So we decided that because we did it and we wanted to help parents make it easier for them, and because I'm dyslexic, reading all these big books and complicated texts, it's not something that I'm going to do. So what we did is actually turn our book into videos. So every chapter about tools and strategy is videos to help the parents, so they don't have to go through what we went through to find out the resources that they needed to get started.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. that's a big thing. I think, you know, so many books are out there about dyslexia, but they're like, even a non-dyslexic like me, you get to them and you're like, oh my gosh, 400 pages. How am I going to get through that? You know? So for a busy parent, we wanted it to be something that they could, you know, but digest and use, make it real for them.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because I don't tend to read a lot of books because I'm dyslexic. Not because I can't read, but what tends to happen is, and this is the same with a lot of dyslexics, for me, I'll get partway down the page and my eyes start wandering around and I forget where I've been. and then it's like, what did I just read? So I won't read anything that's... I do read, and I tend to read things that are technical or if they're to do with like management or leadership or whatever I'm interested in, I can read them and I will read them. I'll go through them. But if a lot of people say, why don't you read like fiction? Well, I think it's a complete waste of my time because I find it hard to read. So why should I do something that I find hard to do and not get any pleasure out of it? So the fact that you're doing it in a way which is in tune with how a dyslexic will learn, a visual and a video, I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm dyslexic, so I understand too, right?
And then what tends to happen is a lot of, and I talk about academic circles, is they think they can, you know, train people to absorb that information better, but why not just give them a way that they find easy? You know, if they find it easy to learn from doing or from watching, then teach them that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, some of these kids, I think of our son, how he studies and that kind of thing. At first, you know, before we realized he was dyslexic, before we went down this whole journey, you know, there were times where he trying to go over some spelling words or whatever with him, and he'd be like, sit still. And then we finally realized that that's not how he learns. So, you know, we have a little island in our kitchen, and when he was a kid, he would my wife would be testing him with spelling, and he'd be walking around the island talking, you know, spelling out the words for him. But he was getting it, and he was listening, and he was paying attention. He just needed to move with it, you know. It's just that's the way he learned.
Yeah, that's interesting because everyone's different, and we want the kids to sit down and pay attention and, you know, get these words into your head, and it doesn't always work, does it? It doesn't always work the way we expect it and the way the majority do it. So the videos then, so you've done the book, you've done a book and converted it into video, or is it just on a video platform?
So it's actually a physical book. And the first chapter is Lucie talking about her story, trying to pull out, you know, how it was to be a dyslexic growing up like in the 70s and not really knowing it and trying to figure out why she was learning and when she discovered it. And also the tools that she used that helped her coordinate that kind of stuff. And then there's a chapter, like I said, about our son and how we found out and how we got him help. And then I have a chapter which is in the book, the print book too, which is question and answers. It's all the questions I've gotten as a pediatrician over the years. And then there's our tools and strategies. And that's where people who get the book can go on our website, and there's a bunch of tools and strategies in there that talk about like fine motor skills and organization type stuff, and then even some helpful supplements that they can use, which food and nutrition is good for them. There's stuff about skin and allergies because a lot of kids with dyslexia will also have issues with allergies and that kind of stuff. Speech, math, because one thing that we talk about is, you know, as I always say, I'm a pretty left brain. I'm not dyslexic myself. So like when I was going through medical school, how I learned was I just ran through it a million times. And by rote memorization, the facts stuck in my head. That doesn't work with kids with dyslexia. They need to be able to associate with something. So we have a video on math, you know, how to teach them the math facts so they actually stick. And then there's one on fine motor help and accommodations. You know, if you're a child in school and you're struggling with reading and you're putting all this effort trying to pay attention and everything like that, and then you have to go to gym and it's time to tie your shoes or it's time to, you know, get dressed for school, and just the fine motor issues of it are tough for you, that's one more energy drain for you. And that's another big part of our mission, is to help parents realize how much energy their kids are putting into stuff and to help them relieve these energy leaks.
Yeah, because that's it, the misconception when people talk about, if you talk to anyone who's not a dyslexic or is not aware of it, they just think it's issues with reading or the letters jump around on the page, or your A's and your B's are swapped around. And it's great what you're doing, and what I try and do when I do the things that I do is say, well, no, that's just the symptom. That's just the end result of the brain what the brain's doing. It's just the way you store, retrieve, and use information. And like you say, the brain's quite hungry in energy in your body, and if you're doing extra tasks for that as well, it's not going to be very good for the child, is it really?
Right, exactly.
That's brilliant. Yeah, tell us a bit more. That's great.
Well, it also leads into the self-esteem stuff. I remember because we have a son and a daughter, and I remember when my son was young, and you know, he's having to go to these reading classes and he needs all these extra help, and my daughter is like the other extreme. She was started reading at 3, and by like 4 or 5 was reading chapter books like crazy, like good reader. And so he would see his baby sister, 2 years younger than him, catching up, and he started to doubt his own intelligence, you know. And so we were lucky, we discovered it early, connected the dots, realized that all these little things that we thought were unrelated were actually related, got him the help he needed. And now he's in 9th grade and doing amazing, you know. And most important, he loves learning.
Mm. I like learning. I like learning new things, and that's one reason why at 44 I went to university, which I never thought I'd ever do in my life. But it's, you know, I had to find quiet places to work. But yeah, I do enjoy learning. I'm hungry for knowledge and hungry to expand what I already do. So yeah, I can imagine that. But so, with you being a paediatrician, I presume that's not in the field of the dyslexic. That's more, you know, looking after.
No, actually, it's funny. If I hadn't gone through this journey with C and with our son, you know, my knowledge wouldn't be as deep as it is. Most of what we've discovered in helping our son, and then in the research we've done. Because after the book, one thing that we dealt with is Lucy did a lot of research on food and nutrition, and helping with nutrition and that kind of stuff. And it's all about focus and concentration. And so then that led to a cookbook, because, you know, you need to get these brain healthy foods into kids. And our son is about the pickiest eater in the world, or he was. So she found some recipes that kids like, that she could get good healthy stuff in it, adapted them, certain ones, and it led to the cookbook.
Right. Well, everything that we do, and we do videos every week on YouTube, is, you know, because when you're dyslexic, you can overcome it, as you know, but you still remain dyslexic for the rest of your life. Like, our son overcame dyslexia, reading issues, but he still has issues with spelling and grammar and things like that. Even though it doesn't stop him, you know, it's a journey. So we every time we go through a new journey, we share what we've learned. So that's part of why we did the cookbook too, and all the other things that come out, so that we can share as we go along, so that people can see the positive results, you know.
Yeah, I think that's really good, because what you're doing is all encompassing. Because the misconceptions, going back to that again, people say, oh, do you wear colored glasses to read? And I go, no, it doesn't always, it's not all one size fits all, but it's all these different elements, isn't it? Because the brain's a very complex thing. So yeah, what we put into it, we're made of, you know, a lot of our stuff in our body's chemical. So if we have the right foods going in, and the right sleep, and the right ways we learn, then that person can grow, can't they? So what you're doing is really good, and you're sharing that with other people, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that Lucy always brings to it, because, you know, as I mentioned, I'm pretty left brain. So for me, not realizing the how the videos really help, she always, like even the cookbook, there are videos of her cooking and showing parents how to make it and that kind of stuff. And also to help include their children, because, you know, if they're going to be involved in cooking it, they're going to be more likely to eat it too. So.
Yeah, most definitely. It's really interesting. I'm gonna check out your videos on YouTube, because I think have you both got channels, or is it just one channel?
It's actually two. Because YouTube, for some reason, doesn't let you have just one. That you have to have it under your individual name. So yeah, there's one under Lucy Curtis and the one under Doug Curtis, or Douglas Curtis.
I imagine that's going to get a few hits. So if they just if people go onto YouTube and just search Doug, but those names, and then they'll find you, won't they?
Yeah,
I'll probably do is in the show notes after this, I'll put the links in there anyway, so people will be able to get onto them as well. So that's good. So what's the plans going forward? Are you just going to carry on doing what you're doing now, more of it?
We're actually working on a documentary about self-esteem. So we've interviewed Emmy-winning producers. We've interviewed people who work in investment real estate. Thank you. And so people like that who are dyslexic, who, you know, how did – it's all about self-esteem, right? So it's the power of words. We're very big on the power of words and trying to show people that what they say and how they act affects a child. And so we went back, and so we have five people we interviewed now, and asked them, you know, where did you struggle? How did you feel? How did you figure out? And it's amazing how you can see a grown person who's successful, and you put them back in, you know, seventh grade, and tears come up because somebody, a teacher, or somebody told them that they were stupid when they were not, just because they didn't understand. So that's what we're trying to empower people and show people that maybe using a different language would empower these children and not destroy their self-esteem.
I like that, because I do some talking, I do a lot of networking, I do some public speaking on my story and about trying to explain how the brain works. And what you've just said there really got to me, because actually you took me right back to being 11 again, because I do a talk, and I talk about how I felt when I was 11 at school reading a book which is called Watership Down, which you'll have obviously heard of, a famous book, and used to hate it when we, because you used to have to read out in class. That's what you did in English, and I used to be sweating and it used to make me feel sick. I used to hate it. I mean, I can still feel that now. I'm talking to you about how I feel it, and I did this in a speech, and at the end of it I said the only difference between me now and that 11 year old boy is confidence and some life experience, and I just broke down. It's really, 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 it's really powerful. It could take you back to that place, and if we can eradicate that and get people to understand education and employers and parents to understand, then life will be a lot better for a lot of dyslexics, won't it?
Right.
Yes. And the other part of it that I see is because obviously we can't change everybody's opinion, everybody's understanding of dyslexia, is empowering our kids. Like our son, we call him the Teflon, because because he's gone through it and had success and believes in himself. And we've had positive reinforcement for him since he was little. He believes in himself, and he knows that he's smart, and he shows it in class. And teachers are always like amazed of how the amazing questions he brings up and things like that. But it's like he's got the power to be able to not absorb people's negative opinions. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to do, like to have parents empower their child that, you know, there's always going to be bullies and people who say nasty things, and we're adults and we still get, you know, people saying things. So if we can empower the child to be able to not, like we say, absorb it and say, well, that is not me, that is a projection, that is something that about them, so don't, not taking it personally, then it empowers them so they can keep moving on and thinking, not always thinking that if somebody says something, that is it, that's who you are, which is not true.
Yeah, that's perfect, absolutely perfect. That is for people to understand that and people to get that makes a fundamental difference to how they will be, because I know from my personal journey, I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but it's important, is once I realised that when I got diagnosed, I was an adult, I was 44, and I had the choice when I got diagnosed, do I keep this to myself or do I actually openly tell everybody that I'm it or whatever? Right. And I took the choice that, you know what, I'm going to be proud of this and I'm going to tell people. So I tell it, I'm quite open. And for me, it's like, so I might make mistakes, or I might not be very good at spelling, or I might mess things up when I'm talking. I'll just say, well, you know, that's unfortunately that's one of the things that happens. My brain gets muddled up, and my wife explained it in a good way. It's like a kaplunk brain. You pull one of the rods out, and you don't know what's going to come out the bottom. Exactly. But you're going to get one ball or 20. So. That's me. That's great. It's really interesting. Yeah, and I want people to check you out and check what you're doing out. And the documentary sounds good. So where's that going to be? When's that going to be out?
Well, it's right now we're in the editing stage, which has been a little slower than we thought. So we're working on it. Hopefully, what are we now? Hopefully by springtime. That would be my goal, I guess.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think it'd be really interesting from what you've said and talking to you. I think it's going to be it's going to be good. So, is there plans for more books?
Who knows? Yeah. Well, we've done a couple collaborations with other, you know, like writing a chapter in. I did one with Brian Tracy, Ignite Your Life. So it was about happiness and in business, and how, you know, like, how did I, even though I have dyslexia, how did I overcome it? And not just that, I didn't get any services, so there's still things that I have, but what do I do to compensate, and what do I leave behind and still run a successful company, right? So that was my contribution to that book. And then Doug also did one.
Yeah, I did a chapter in a book called Success from the Heart. It's about people who come from the heart and you know, overcome things and then become successful. Yeah. And so, you know, again, we talked about our story and helping our son and the journey that we've gone through and that kind of stuff in there too. So, the thing about it is we're never sure where this journey is going to lead us, right? It really is a journey. We thought, you know, when Lucy first came up with the idea for the book, that was just it. And then it was the website, and then the YouTube videos, and now a couple other books, and now a documentary. So, I guess what we've just said is we're open to trying to spread our message in any way we can, and however that comes to us from God or the universe or wherever, we're open to using that to move forward. So,
yeah, and that's why you're here today talking to me, so further expanding what you do. And that's another thing. That's why how this radio show's happened. It's try to spread my word out. So it's a bit like your journey, right? I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to do some public speaking, try and help businesses, try and do this, and then. You know, well, how do I get on more radio shows? Struggle to get on radio shows because, like, you know, there's not an endless opportunity to get on shows. So I thought, you know what, I'll do my own. I know someone who runs a social radio, so I've got the radio show and now turn it into a podcast. So what's going to happen after that? I'm not quite sure. I do want to write a book myself, but not like you've done, but that's another area for me. But I'm partway through that. I keep procrastinating on writing the book, though, for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I think that the book is actually a great one of the things that we always say dyslexics are great at and really need to develop is delegation, right? When we first went through the book and everything like that, we thought, and especially Lucy, who's a bit of a perfectionist, thought it needed to be perfect. Then we realized there are, like, we hooked up with this editor who was so nice and so interested in what we were writing. And we're like, well, why would we stress about making sure it was perfectly edited when somebody who is excellent at that wants to do it? And it just goes to the same with kids with dyslexia. You know, just because they may not be the right best at writing or whatever, why not hook up with somebody who is and collaborate with them? And you'll be the person with the great ideas and the big vision and that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. It's get that stuff that someone else is an expert on, or that they find it easier, or they don't mind doing, give it them. And I think that's in business, in life, if we do that, it's a lot better because people are doing everything that they want to do then, aren't they? And you're going to be more productive in doing so. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. Man. So what? Where's your son now? What grade's he in? Is he finishing school now, or is he?
He's in ninth grade.
Right.
Okay. And so we're still on the journey because he's not finished, right? So, like, this year, he was starting, so high school, and then they were more willing to read his handwriting because it's still really bad. But I said, okay, like in high school, he should start having accommodations for when he has, you know, essays and tests like that. So, you know, like it's still a progression of getting services when sometimes he needed services, sometimes he didn't. So things like that. That's why we're still going along and doing videos, because, you know, just now we're doing a new phase and explaining to parents, okay, how do you go through this? When should you get that? Or start the process before others, because there's other people in line and things like that. So we're still going. We're still doing new things and things that could help them out.
And I think it's taught us a lesson in collaborating with teachers. You know, especially Lucie, is really good about making a relationship with the teacher, and whenever we've gone to meetings with the teachers or you know, parent-teacher conferences or whatever, we're always, you know, we try to go in there with the attitude that we're all there to help our son, and we respect their opinion, and yes, we have our own opinions, and yes, we have our own agenda, but we respect what they're saying, and because of that, teachers are they're more likely to want to help us. And so actually these accommodations and things, a lot of this actually came from the school without us even asking for it. They reached out to us and said, you know what, next year he'll have this opportunity to use the computers or whatever other technology. And we didn't even have to ask for it. It was just offered to us because we'd already set up that great collaboration.
Yeah, that's good. Because, well, they'll respect what you're doing because they've seen what you're doing. You're not just two parents going in saying what you're doing for my son and putting it all onto them. You're actually taking charge of that, and by what you've done, you've demonstrated your knowledge and what you're genuinely trying to, obviously everyone's to help the children, but you're genuinely trying to help your son and furthermore helping other people's children as well. So they're going to take note, I think they're going to take notice of, because of actually what you've done. You've demonstrated your abilities and your care. I think it's great, really good. It's good what they're doing for him as well.
Right.
But that's a great point, because when they say it all the time, we see that you do your part, we do our part, everybody does their part, so nobody feels offended or hurt or rejected or anything like that, so that they're willing to work with us because we're taking responsibility as a parent, right? So that we do our part, you know? So everybody, because it's, you know, overcoming dyslexia, it's a long and journey, and, you know, our son had to work really hard at going to extra classes and things like that, but there was stuff that he had to do at home that I did with him. So it wasn't just me, okay, you're going to do this and I'm going to go make dinner. It was, we did it together, because, you know, you can't expect a child especially to just do all the time and I have all this pressure and we don't help him out, you know, so it's discouraging.
Yeah. You're giving him different stimulation and things that he can take for himself. So I imagine when he does graduate and he goes to do whatever he's going to do just fine, because with you two helping him and putting him on the path he's on now, I'm sure he'll achieve whatever he wants to achieve, really, and that's great.
Yeah, and that's what we hope to, you know, help other parents with, is to, as we always say, I mean, the, you know, title of the book is Dyslexic and Unstoppable. It's about, yes, you're still dyslexic, and you can be unstoppable. You can achieve what you want to do, and to show parents through practical tools and strategies and through the empowerment, how that they can help their children too, you know.
Brilliant, really good. So if people want to talk to you or get involved or understand a bit more, what's the best place to get hold of you?
I guess the best place to start would be our website. It's dyslexicandunstoppable.com, one word. Of course, you can go to Facebook, and if you just put in Dyslexic and Unstoppable, there's our fan page there. And from there, you know, of course, again, you can go on YouTube and search Lucie Curtis and Doug Curtis, you know, it's there. So basically any of those places.
Cool, because I think it's really important that people do hook up with you, see what you're doing, because I don't know if you've seen this as well, but I get really frustrated and upset when I hear parents finding out their child is dyslexic and then you got to feel like the world's ended, you know. Mm-hmm. And right. I think we just need to point them in your direction, don't we?
Yes, exactly.
You'll help. But I'm looking forward to your, if you can keep in touch with us and let us know when your next thing's out and your TV show, whatever it's going to be. Is it going to be on Netflix or is it just going to be, where's that going to be, Ed, you know?
We don't know just yet. Well, that's the whole thing. So we're in the editing part now, and the next after that would be, you know, distribution. And luckily, we have a friend who is a cameraman for ESPN. He helped film a lot of it. So I think hopefully he'll have some connections for us to help, you know, navigate that, or at least, you know, someone who knows how all that works, because we're kind of just going in wide-eyed and, you know, not really know what we're doing, but just going to do it.
So. Excellent. No, I'm really chuffed. Because we're coming towards the end now. We're the end of the show, so I think we'll have to, even though I could sit and talk to you for a long time, I think we'll have to bring it to a close. But I'd like to speak to you again at some point and get you on the show again, find out what you're doing and where you're up to, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Well, thanks for being on the show today. It's been great to talk to you. I know we had some technical issues earlier on, and we bypassed them because I'm also Teflon. I'll just keep on going till I get there. So thanks very much. Good luck to your son and your daughter as well, but she sounds like she's fine, and I'm sure they'll do well. But great, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And tonight's show is brought to you by the team at FamilyWise Limited. They find people from adoptions to family history research, long lost family members. So why not give a gift with a difference? Using the promotion code FWLX2016, you'll receive a 15% discount on any package or project quote. So just nip over to www.familywise.co.uk. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So if you go on to www.dyslexicandunstoppable.com, there'll be loads more information. You can hook up with them and check out their YouTube channels, because it sounds really interesting. It's been a great show. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.